Height isn't the only important quality needed to be a successful basketball player, but it doesn't hurt. In the 1988-89 season, the Hornets basketball program had a new coach in Larry Novotny. He inherited pieces from a 15-11 team the previous season. He had some returning players and some new players, including a lanky sophomore named Clint Tullis. In his first varsity game, Tullis scored 14 points in a 50-39 win over Trenton. In 24 games that season, he scored in double figures all but two games. He scored 367 points for a 15.3 points per game average as just a sophomore. In his junior season, Tullis only played in 10 games due to injury problems and scored 118 points. There were high hopes for Tullis' senior year. He was off to a disappointing first game of the season when he scored just 2 points in a loss to Cameron. He made up for that disappointment with a 31 points performance in game number two, a 51-70 loss in the Putnam County Tournament. Wins were hard to come by, losing four straight, but two later overturned to wins due to opponents using an ineligible player. While the team struggled, Tullis was on fire. He popped in 33 points against Benton, scored in the 20s or more 12 times in a 13-game stretch. He scored 30 against Savannah, but his best performance was 46 points in a 63-62 win over Brookfield. What made this one special is that it came against a Brookfield sophomore, 6'9" Brian Kelly, who went on to earn All-State honors his junior and senior years. After the 46 against Brookfield and 30 against Savannah, he scored 15 in a loss to Benton. After that, he once again suffered injuries, sat out four games, scored 14 in the regular season finale, a 49-47 win over Lafayette, but was injured again in a loss to Maryville in the opening round of districts. Tullis was first-team All-Conference and All-District player his sophomore and senior years. The 46 points is still tied as third-best in a single game all-time in Chillicothe history, and his 20 field goals against Brookfield tied for best in a single game. His 23.56 points per game average his senior year, second-best all-time. His career two-point field goal percentage since 1967, fifth all-time at just over 58%. He is also in the top 10 in career two-point field goals and points per game. You can only imagine what could have been accomplished if it weren't for those injuries. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.